From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Salman Abedi has been named as the person responsible for the deadly bombing following an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. Ian Hopkins, the chief constable of the Greater Manchester Police Force, provided no other details. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for Monday's blast that killed at least 22 people and injured 59 others. VOA's Henry Ridgewell notes that investigators are now trying to answer some very difficult questions.
How was the attacker able to get into the venue amid tight security? And was he acting alone, or is the bomb maker still at large?
Prime Minister Theresa May said the blast was timed to cause maximum carnage and targeted the young people of Britain with cold calculation. She added that many of those injured were being treated at hospitals for life-threatening conditions. Various U.S. media outlets have reported that President Donald Trump asked two of the country's top intelligence chiefs to publicly disavow possible Russian collusion with his election campaign. Trump made separate appeals in March to Daniel Coats, the National Intelligence Director, and to Admiral Michael Rogers, the director of the National Security Agency. The officials considered their request to be inappropriate and refused. At a congressional hearing on Tuesday, Coats did not deny the reports but declined to comment about them. Also in the hearings, former CIA Director John Brennan says he warned Putin not to interfere in the elections. Brennan said that he did not know whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russian interests. For updates to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday declared that both the Israeli and the Palestinian leaders are ready to reach for peace.
I am committed to trying to achieve a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and I intend to do everything I can to help them achieve that goal.
Trump made the remark alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a speech at the Israel Museum. Trump had held talks with Netanyahu on Monday and met with him again on Tuesday after a brief visit to the West Bank for a one-hour discussion with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. There was no specific mention in any of Trump's remarks in Israel to occupation or the two-state solution, a pair of major sticking points for the Palestinians. The status of Jerusalem, which both the Israelis and the Palestinians claim as their capitals, is also a major complication to a solution. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law for 60 days in the southern province of Mindanao. This is in response to fighting with militants linked to Islamic State. The president's trip to Russia is also being cut short. The decision was made after fighting between Philippine troops and militants in the hunt for the Philippine head of the Islamic State group in the area. At least one police officer was killed in the fighting, and as many as eight others were wounded. Religious police in Indonesia publicly caned two men on Tuesday for having consensual gay sex. The men received more than 80 lashes each. The lashes were inflicted by a hooded man inside a mosque in the city of Banda in Aceh. Hundreds of people watched, and many recorded the scene on mobile phones. The two men were arrested in March after local residents, who suspected they were gay, broke into the men's hotel room and found them having sex. Homosexuality is not illegal in Indonesia, but Aceh, the most conservative province in the Muslim-majority country, introduced anti-homosexuality laws in 2014. Amnesty International says flogging sentences and the criminalization of same-sex relations are both flagrant violations of international human rights law. Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart spoke to lawmakers on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. He warned that North Korea is on the path of developing the capability of carrying out a nuclear strike against the United States. Stewart said that there are shortfalls that remain, but North Korea continues to learn from its missile and nuclear tests that it has conducted over the recent years. South Korea also fired more than 90 warning shots on Tuesday after an unidentified object flew south from North Korea. The unidentified aircraft then disappeared from radar screens. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.